Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Miss Nina. We're so glad that you're joining us today here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Well, I hope everyone had an interesting week. I want to say thank you to all the birthday wishes. My birthday was Wednesday, and thank you so much. I mean, I was overwhelmed to the point of tears. So thank you, everyone, and God bless you. Well, welcome to the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of free psychic readings with Linus and Miss Nina at 3 p.m. Phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We love answering your questions or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it. With understanding, communication, and above all, love. One question per caller, please. We like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or give validation on a previous reading. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Your host is Miss Nina. She's a Reiki master, teacher, minister, photographer, and a lot more. I'm Linus. I have 40 years' experience as a psychic. I also do tarot readings, which consist of angels, soul cards, and Egyptian. And I also do Chinese reading, which I'm probably one of very few people. And I also connect you to loved ones that have passed over and tell you who your angels are. For an in-depth reading, contact us at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. allonline.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. On Facebook, we have a page, the Essence of Success Radio Network. You can always leave me or Nina a message, and we will get it. We thank you all for supporting our show. We are most grateful, believe me. Well, I do have some announcements, so get your pen and paper ready. You know, we always like to pass on our knowledge. Next month, Miss Nina and I will be doing some new shows. One of the shows that I'm working on right now is a teenage show just for teenagers, but it'll probably be a couple of preteens on there. But it's for, by, and all to teenagers. And, of course, me and Miss Nina will be monitoring. But anyway, I'll give you more information about that. So all you folks that have teenagers out there anywhere from 13 to 18, I'm sure they're going to want to come into this show and talk about all kind of stuff, health, boyfriend, school, whatever. And then the second new show coming up in February is Relationships. Hello, Rant or Rave. And that will probably take place on a Saturday night. So for all of us that don't go out jumping around from club to club or lounge, whatever, shoot, come in and talk about your relationships. Rant if it ain't going too good. Rave if it's the best thing that ever happened since ice cream, okay? We'll look forward to that. Mark on your calendars. The 23rd is the full moon, y'all. 23rd is the full moon, and I believe that's this Saturday coming up. And Mercury retrograde ends January 25th. Glory, glory, hallelujah. But anyway, So now Miss Nina's going to have a new show coming up also in February. So I said, we're just excited. There's so many new things coming up for this year in 2016. Well, I want to say happy birthday, and I also believe Miss Nina has a happy birthday announcement too. So happy birthday to Y.E. That's my little cousin. Watch out for him. This young man is going to be famous and profound in the way of learning how to love each other. David Smith, my nephew and my sister's oldest son. Happy birthday to Professor Ed, one of my daughter's college schoolmates. Happy birthday to Janine, my cousin. Happy birthday to Chocolate Chi. We're born on the same day. She's a comedian. I know you had a good night with your friends. Happy birthday to Miss B. Perkins. That's my country girl. We love country music. And happy birthday to Miss Harriet G. Walden. She is an activist here in Seattle, Washington. Okay, let me bring Miss Nina in.
Hello,
Nina, how
are
you doing
everyone?
Today?
I'm doing great. I hope everyone's doing wonderful. Keep in mind about the full moon. I also just want to remind everyone, yes, we are using our gifts as psychics to help you. Just remember, if you don't like what you're hearing, you can change that just by changing the path you're on right now. So remember that. Yeah, if you continue on the path you're on right now, what we are saying will happen. But if something changes or you change, that path will be different.
Beautiful. Okay, and did you have a happy birthday message?
I don't have any birthdays. Can you believe it, Lennis?
Oh, this is unusual. Well, I tell you, it's a lot of Capricorns this month, and I'm sure the latter part of Aquarius, but a lot of Capricorns, my goodness. I guess it was cold back in the day. I'm being sarcastic. Anyway. Anyway, okay, well, thank you, Nina. Let's do this prayer, and then we'll begin with the call. Oh, wait a minute. Nina had one more announcement for you folks to call in with an unmarked number. I'll let her tell you.
Yeah, I just want to say to everyone, if you're calling with a blocked number, we are really hesitant to pick up the phone. Several times we have let the blocked number go live, and we've had really rude people. So there is a blocked caller up, and that's our first caller coming up. Sorry to bring you up on this, but anyways, we will take your call, but my finger will be on the button to disconnect you if you are not a legitimate caller. So just a reminder to everyone, if you're calling in with a blocked number, I will either, if I have time, go in and talk to you before we go live with you, or like I just finished saying, I will have my finger on to disconnect, and you will be disconnected right away.
All right. And also, one question per caller, and you know Miss Nina moderates the chat room. Okay. Thank you, Miss Nina. Cleansing prayer. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good. Across all planes of our existence, across all universes, across all lifetimes. We ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all, and so it is. Okay, our first caller up is area code 978. You're our first caller. Welcome to the show, 978, and who is this?
Hi, Lennis. Hi, Nina. It's Kathleen. How are you both doing?
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Hi. Lennis, I did try to post for your birthday on Facebook. There was this big pink cake, and it said you could not post on your Facebook page. It was going to go to your timeline. Maybe it's the timeline.
I opened it.
No, that's the same thing, Kathleen. Yeah, it's the same thing. Timeline or whatever, it's all the same thing.
But everyone else wished you happy birthday, and I couldn't do it.
No,
but
I had 25 people in messages that couldn't get in. So So, no, you're not the only one. It was about 25 folks over there messages. So it was okay. I still received it. And thank you for thinking about me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Listen, my question, I spoke to you last week about Richie, who he broke up with me right before Christmas. Now, I did talk to him from a girlfriend's phone, and right away he said, Kay, he said, we are done, and he hung up. And then I threw in, did you cancel that trip? And he had hung up. But I'm wondering, is he seeing somebody else? He is an AA.
Nina, what do you pick up? Because nothing's changed, what I can see. He just doesn't want to be bothered with you right now. We were telling you to give it some time and space and then call him. But are you picking up anything different, Miss Nina?
No, I told you to call him because you need to find out one way or the other what's going on with him. You know what? I think he's drinking.
Mm-hmm. I think Catherine was probably aware of that by his attitude, his behavior. If something wasn't right.
Because the thing is, he's living with a guy in the guy's house who's in AA, and the guy has had some sobriety. And he always told me if he screwed up drinking, that guy could throw him out. You know?
I know all about stuff like that. My cousin takes on boarders or roommates or whatever, and she's got 12 years sobriety. Well, she had one girl that was in AA and promised her up and down that she wouldn't drink. She had a problem with her window. She went downstairs to fix it, and there was bottles hidden behind the couch. So, you know, you want to drink, you want to take drugs, whatever the case may be, there's a way around it. He's definitely ashamed of himself. He's been drinking.
Jeez. Well, I just still can't get through, so I didn't know if there was somebody else or what when he said we are through.
There's somebody else. It's called alcohol.
That blip. There is somebody else. It's just not in a human form.
Yeah. All right. If you could keep me on so I can listen, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, we'll do, Kathleen. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good week. All righty.
You too.
Okay, next caller. Area code 252. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
Hey. I would like to know, do you see anybody new coming into my life soon?
Okay, well, first thing, let me tell you what I saw before you could finish. $3 signs. You got money coming to you, and because I see three, it's going to be quick. They're not showing me right now where it is, but as you were saying your name, when you got to Shaw, I saw the three symbols.
So
$3
job,
sign. So I don't know. I mean, they're just the angels are just showing me. So if you were expecting money or whatever to come in,
I need it. Yes.
Okay. Well, it's gonna come. It'll be quick. It'll be like you won't even expect it. It could be like you're going to the mailbox Wednesday, and there's a check in there, an envelope, and you're like, what? And when you open it up, it's like, thank you, God. So okay. Now, what's your question?
Okay. Do you see me? Do you see anybody new, quote unquote new, coming into my life?
Oh, romance. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Let's see.
Unless he's the money bill that's coming through. Holla. Okay.
No, but this guy he's mixed. He's, he's black and white. His mom is black and his dad is white. He comes from an affluent background. I'm not saying he's your money guy or anything like that, but he comes from good roots.
Wow.
Good roots,
okay.
Good foundation and understanding about life. He's graduated from college and looks like he's in a he's in a professional job in his degree. He's between 25 and 27 years old.
Oh, he's young.
I know you were gonna. I know you were gonna say that. the young is just a state of mind, right? It depends on the maturity of the mind.
I know that's right, because I know some people right now around my age, I don't know where they're at, mature.
Yeah, so it's just a state of mind. But anyway, and he's tall, a little slender. I see him, he's medium built. They're showing me two ways. He either has a head full of hair or he likes to go bald. But he has hair, but I mean, he can wear it one of two ways. Either
I had a dream of
kind
him being bald. He came to me bald. I know
okay.
what you're talking about.
Okay.
I
yeah,
think
well,
I
I'm not picking up anything bad. I mean, he seems to be a nice guy, but I just see that his foundation, the way he was brought up and his education and stuff was really good. In other words, you can communicate with this man, Keisha. You know what I mean? Even if you got sassy with him and said, oh, whatever, he would be like, come on, come on. Let's
talk
about
this. See, that's what I mean.
You know,
where
somebody else may say, well, fine, and walk away from you. No, he will try to communicate because he's learned this as he was growing up, to talk your problems out. If you don't get a solution, that's okay, but at least they communicate it. So that's the type of man he is. And like I said, he is a professional. He's kind of got an old soul. That's what I'm picking up, that he's an old soul. So maybe that's why I told you that the age doesn't matter, it's the maturity. But that's what I'm picking up. When will you meet him? Before Valentine's Day or right at Valentine's Day, one of the two. Either 3 days before Valentine's or the day of.
Okay. Oh, that'd be perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And congratulations on your little financial lotto there, girl.
Yeah, I hope it comes quick this month.
Yeah, it will.
Thank
it
you
will.
So much. You have a great day.
You're welcome.
All
thank
right.
you for calling, Keisha. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller is area code 347. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, guys. My name is Maribel.
Hi, Mirabelle. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I just had a question in regards to work. Like, if you guys saw any changes coming up for me.
You will be moving to another cubicle or area. Because I see you pushing a chair down the hall. So you're still with the same company, but you're moved to another area. It seems like they're doing this to keep down the toxicity that's going on between you and some other employees.
Yep.
And it
exactly.
almost got to a point where it looks like somebody was going to get fired, but they're on suspension or probation, I see. They're on probation. They're picking at you. That's what I'm getting is that they're picking on you. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm picking it up.
You are too, Nina? Yeah.
Well,
I'll put it like this. If you put in applications, you could be gone from this company by the end of March.
Okay.
So I wouldn't put any applications in right now. Why? Because we're in Mercury retrograde. But after the 25th of January, I would put applications in because I see by March you would be moving to a totally different company. And you're a little bit more peaceful there. You know, it's not everything that you want, but you don't have the headaches that you had from the prior company. So that's my suggestion to you that I see to start after the 25th, start putting in applications in your field or maybe even a little bit outside your field and surprise yourself because what we think we can't do, we can do very well. So that's what I see coming up. Go ahead, Miss Nina, because you were on the same page as me. You want to add to that for her?
Yeah, whoever it is that's toxic in your office is really trying to cause you problems, but the management believes you and does not believe them. So you will, if you stay there, you will be moved away from whoever is toxic. So either way, if you look for another job, you will get another job. If you stay, it won't be as bad because you'll be away from the toxic person.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Just hang in there, honey, for a little while, not much longer. just for a little while longer, okay? It will. It will
get
better. Okay.
I will.
Thank you for
calling.
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.
You guys too. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oops. Okay. Okay. Area code 863. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Julia. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Julia. Well, welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you. And happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm calling to see what you see around the upcoming move for me.
Moving? You mean like house movement or
yes.
In that way?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Are you around somewhere that the environment is not that good? I'll tell you why. There's a sentence in front of my eyes that say 5 Mile Island. 5 Mile Island is not a good thing to me because they had a nuclear problem there. So
yeah,
talking about you and moving,
that,
like
yeah.
You're in an environment you shouldn't be in right now as far as the land and the water. Am I correct?
Environment, yeah.
Okay, I'm not saying that's why you want to move. They're showing this to me like, it's just like if you lived in an area where pollution was real bad, like China, where they're now wearing masks. But where you're at is like there's problems with the earth, the land, and the water. It's not the best health-wise for you where you're staying.
Oh.
Okay,
no,
you may not even be aware
that.
Of it unless you get a glass of water and take it in and have them to analyze it. And then you'd probably move the next day.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I see you moving maybe 3 to 5 miles from where you're at right now. It looks like it takes you closer to a job, actually.
Yeah, that would be one, you know, I would definitely have to look once I get situated, but I'm hoping to live a little further than that, like closer to the water, like closer to the beach area. Because I'm kind of in the middle of the state now, so I'd like to live closer to the one. I live in Florida, and I'm hoping to live either on the Gulf Coast or the Atlantic Coast side, a little closer.
Oh,
well,
there you go. It can happen. It can happen. Water's good for you. Are you a Pisces?
I'm Virgo. The opposite of Pisces, on the I guess, on the wheel.
Okay.
But
okay,
yeah,
no, because I saw... Water is very good for you. It's soothing. It's healing.
Yes.
It's meditative.
Yes.
So, yeah, you're definitely correct. That is your path. When you're around that area, you feel good spiritually, mentally, and physically to your being. So I understand that. Well, I see you moving, like I said, 3 to 5 miles away. When does this occur? I'm not getting a time frame. Are you, Miss Nina?
No, I'm not picking up. I think March, for some strange reason, 3 is popping in. So, March.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Well,
there you go. Just a couple.
Do you have a sense of which side would be better, like the Gulf Coast side or the Atlantic side? Do you get a sense of which one would be a better fit for me?
As long as it's water, no. For you, as long as the water is in front of you, it doesn't matter. As long as you can see the water and meditate.
Yeah, okay. That works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're drawn to that. That's why I asked when
you...
I'm
sorry?
So you're drawn to... No, that's peaceful for you. You know, like you say, you like to live on it. You're the kind of person that you could walk down to the beach and just stand there and look out on the horizon and get a lot of answers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where other people
just
kind of
exactly
like, oh,
how
a
I feel.
Sunset.
So tranquil. Yep.
Yay!
Yep.
There you go, Julia.
Thank you.
Right on, woman.
Sounds great to me. Well, thank you, ladies, and I hope you have a great week, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you the same, and thank you, young lady, as well. Have a wonderful week. Okay, area code 347. I think that's Kathleen. No, it's not.
Hello.
I'm sorry. 347, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Latima.
Latima?
Latima.
Oh, Latima. Okay, that's pretty, Latima.
Thank you.
What can we answer for you today, young lady?
I have an interview coming up next week, Tuesday, about an apartment. I want to know, do you see that being a goal for me, or is it going to be like a hold up?
Go ahead, Nina.
Next Tuesday, as in the 19th or the 26th?
The 19th.
Yeah, you're still in Mercury retrograde. There's going to be problems with this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So you don't see me?
Well, I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm just saying that there's going to be a bit of problems. There's going to be problems with paperwork and stuff like that. If there was any way you could postpone that meeting until after the 25th, it would go better for you.
It sure would. Much, much, much better.
Okay. The area you see me trying to move into, do you think that's going to be a bad idea? Because I have like second thoughts about going into that area. It's in New York. Is where
okay.
I grew up at.
If you're having second thoughts, that's your psyche telling you no.
Mm-hmm.
Always listen to those little vibrations that you're getting. So listen to what the voice in your head is saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I would definitely say it's probably not the best area of New York for you to move to.
Yeah. Okay,
so
thanks.
Find someplace else if you can.
Okay.
And move after the 25th.
Okay.
All right. Call us back and let us know next month. Make sure you're okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Latima. God bless you, baby. Okay. I don't know who this is because you have an unlisted number. Who is this?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Deep.
Oh, hi, Deep. How are you doing? We didn't know who you were. Is this guy from England?
Yes, I'm from England. Am I not showing my number? I've not undisclosed my number.
No, that's okay. I mean, I'm glad you said right away so we know. We've had people that get kind of ugly sometime under the unmarked. But, Deep, we know you. You've called a few times. What you up to? And welcome to the show and Happy New Year's to you, sir.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Happy New Year to both of you as well, lovely ladies. I have, as you know, I've called into the show a few months back. I am looking for both work and love in my life in the new year. But as it needs to be just one question, I wanted to ask for some guidance with regards to finding love this year, a relationship potentially leading to a marriage.
Okay, I got right away March and Pisces. I got the month March and then a slash Pisces. So we know who this woman is going to be. She'll be a Pisces in March. What are you picking up, Nina? That's what I thought. I mean, not thought. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, angels. At least that's what I was shown.
The angels are telling me that you're trying too hard.
Okay, I'm not trying at all, actually. I'm not meeting anyone. I'm just trying to find a job for myself.
Okay, well, for some strange reason, that is too much on your brain. And the angels are saying, relax, go about your day, go about your life, look for a job, be content with who you are, and it will happen.
Yeah, it will. I'm seeing rainbows. They're showing me rainbows right now. So Nina's right. It's going to happen, but you got to relax a little bit. Yep.
Sure.
Beautiful rainbows.
When you say it, you mean love, or do you mean work, Miss Nina?
Pardon, can you say that again? Sorry, I missed part of that.
Yeah.
He was saying, did you mean in work or love?
In love, honey. In love.
Okay.
So you need your work wise. You will have no problems. I'm going to just throw that in there as an answer to your other question. But I'm just going to tell you, work wise, you have no problems. But because you are so consumed in your mind about the love life and getting married and settling down and finding the right person, you're putting up blocks that you don't even know you're putting up. So just relax. Be happy with the person that you are. Be happy. Just be happy. Be happy with your friends. Be happy looking for a job. I know you're going to find a job right away. That isn't a problem. But just be at peace with who you are. And it will happen. You will find that special someone.
Thank you. That sounds lovely.
Yeah. So remember, she's a March Pisces or whatever. I mean, she's a Pisces, but I saw the month March. So, and what Nina said, just relax. You're so blessed. I kept seeing rainbows. So it's like, wow, very good things are coming your way.
Sure. Thank you. And I'll call in to give an update.
Thank you, Deep.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful week. Okay, thank you, and congratulations on your new gig. I'm happy for you.
Thank
you. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 647-2914. One question, please. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Okay, next call is area code 305.
Hi, you guys. Thank you for being there. I have a question for you.
Who is it?
My name is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. Okay, go ahead.
So this has been on my mind since about October. All of a sudden I came down with high blood pressure, and I'm in my mid-60s. And I was wondering if it's something hereditary, or is it something I'm eating, or is it, and the medications they're giving me, they're not making me feel good. So I have to go, I keep going to the doctor, you know. And I am a vegan, I've been into vegetarianism since 1972, I'm like 108 pounds, I'm very active, I'm very creative. So you have any clues for me of why this all of a sudden happened?
Hereditary.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just have to go with it.
Well, you don't have to go with it. I'm going to just assume that you're not using salt.
Oh, no. When they took my electrolyte balance, I was losing salt. So I use sea salt. But I don't eat processed foods. I make all my own food, all my soups, and I eat organic, and I eat Ezekiel bread. I don't eat out. I eat everything at home. So I have to have salt, and it's not even going near what they recommend.
Okay. Well, you do know that as far as high blood pressure and heart issues and stuff like that, regardless of whether it's normal iodized salt or sea salt, it makes no difference.
Yeah, but if I don't put salt on my food, which is minimal, like I said, it's minimal. And at the time, I went to a chiropractor friend, and he said, take a quarter of a teaspoon of sea salt, put it in a bottle of water, and drink that over the day. And then it raised my salt was at 124. It should be 136.
Yeah,
so I brought my salt back up to normal.
Too low.
My sodium levels are too low normally because, like I said, I don't eat bread, I don't eat pasta, I don't eat meats, I don't eat pizza, I don't do any of that kind of stuff. I just eat pretty much raw food and steamed vegetables and beans and nuts and seeds. That's my diet.
Well, it is hereditary. So if the medication they have you on right now is not helping,
they have to change it again. They've changed it like four times. I feel like a game.
It also could be because I'm sensing, too, that you are not used to taking medication whatsoever. So anything they put you on is going to make you feel weird for a while.
Yeah, well, one of them is 4 months already, and It's 10 points higher in the morning when I wake up compared to yesterday.
Wow.
And when you don't, and when you don't take the medicine, how is it when you wake up?
That's what happened. Oh, so yesterday, and I was started to take flower essences. You know, I thought it was all nerves and all that kind of stuff, because I've gone through a lot of major healings and clearings this past year. But then that has alcohol in it, and to me, one iota of a drop is too much. You know, I just taste it all day. So how is it if I don't take it? It went up 10 points. Yesterday it was 131. Today it was 141 over 82. And, you know, if it's in 130, I feel great. If it's 141 or higher, I feel horrible. I feel like this electrical buzz in my body.
Yeah, I've been, you would.
I've been to the ER twice.
Bless your heart.
And I never go to doctors. I never go to hospitals. So this is like, whoa. You know,
well,
I mean,
I'm telling you, there's two things that I'm being shown: stress and try holistic way of healing.
Oh,
no, okay. I'm going to just intervene for one second. As Lena said at the beginning of the show, I'm a Reiki master, which I firmly believe in holistic all the way. But some of your medicines that you have been using could be interfering. They could be the problem. So please research everything again and make sure it doesn't interfere.
Yeah, because sometimes medication won't even marriage with what you eat. And so you eat real healthy, and that medication is biochemical. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So maybe it could be something in that medication doesn't work with a healthy person. But they showed me that you should try holistic. So my suggestion, which I already know Nina is holistic too, is to find like a holistic store or a supplement store or
I'm doing magnesium, I'm doing celery, I'm aware of all that. I bought some crystals to bring down the high blood pressure, you know, sodalite. So I'm waiting for that to come to start wearing that. So I'm like right there with you girls, because I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't drink alcohol, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So it's very strange. And it's
too, if you can maybe stop worrying about it so much.
Yeah,
go back,
I'm trying.
Yeah, and go back and get the medication changed, because this is not the right stuff for you, definitely.
Okay, cool. I have an appointment on Tuesday.
Also, the holistic medicine that you're taking now, whatever it may be, please read up on it again. Make sure it does not interfere with blood pressure medication or with
pressure. But I'm not taking any holistic medicine.
Yeah, but some of the foods that you were eating, like the celery seed, stuff like that, sometimes they can conflict. So you really got to really look at what you're eating.
Well, what I was told is citrus, so I stopped doing that. And I stopped balsamic vinegar, no vinegars, because I love balsamic vinegars. So I stopped doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
So it's just the citrus, you know?
Yeah.
But if it's genetic... If it's genetic, it shouldn't influence anything. It's very strange. All right. I appreciate you, and I'll just keep thinking about it and working it out. And go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, maybe you shouldn't think about it anymore. Maybe you should just
relax. Yeah, take your stress down. Yeah, just relax.
I'm living my life. I'm an artist. I'm sitting here painting while we're talking. So I'm very blessed.
Beautiful.
I have a really incredible life. I have total freedom. I travel, and my bucket list has been so filled in this world. And I have an incredible list of friends and cohorts and everybody. And I'm doing art shows, and I was the poster artist twice already this year. And, I'm very busy creatively. Thank you.
Well,
congratulations.
Yeah, and it's to share it with the world, you know.
Yeah.
So I have a good following for over 40 years.
All right.
I'll try another medicine, you know. That's what I got to do.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, unfortunately. And with your poor system, it's probably going to be a while before your body totally accepts what's happening. But hang in there. We'll get better.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Eileen, for calling. We're wishing you the very best.
Have a nice night, you guys.
You too. Okay. We're area code 727. You're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, doing okay. We're doing good. Doing good.
Okay, I'm good.
All right. So what can we answer for you today, young lady?
Help me, give me some direction in terms of, I just tuned in, so I'm not sure what clarifications you need, if you prefer generals, what your modality, help me out.
Just give us a question. Just ask the question.
Please? Okay.
Just ask the question, yeah.
The upcoming quarter, the next 3 months.
Okay.
What about
where can I best place my focus?
Where should you place your focus? Okay, are you talking about, you got to be more specific than that, like on romance, employment, career, goals?
Location
in the next 3 months. So you're thinking about moving, is that correct?
Okay. I am.
Okay. So you want to know the location that you're going to be moving to within the next 3 months?
Yes.
Where you're going to be, okay. Give us something. Focus. Okay. God, why are you so troubled where you're at? I see the person that lives above you give you a fit. Very troubled. I see darkness. Now I'm seeing a dark mass. What the hell?
What's that? Because there's no one above me.
Oh, yeah, there is. It's a spirit.
Oh, is it?
Yep. And it's a dark mass, too. Let me ask you something. Have things been coming up missing in your house or either disturbed from one place to the next?
No, not really.
Okay. Have you been feeling coldness unusually in your house or apartment?
No.
When you walk from... Okay. Okay, well, it's very prevalent. I mean, it's strong, too, that I'm seeing. I'm going to say this, and I'll get back to the location. You know what sea salt is, yes?
Uh-huh.
I want you to go around your house in the same direction that a clock runs. Each corner, sprinkle some sea salt in there, and let's say that your house is blessed and no negativity can enter therein. All the way around till you come back to the front door. Once you're at the front door, if you have a welcome pad out there, underneath of that, across the step, the instep into the house, put a roll of sea salt.
Okay.
And then, of course, put your welcome pad back down.
Okay.
I see you wanting to move, Kay, but I also see there's something that has to do with finances, because I think you would be gone already, but you're waiting for certain finances to come together in order to be able to move, but your goal is to be out of there in 3 months. Did you move in, where you're at right now, did you move in there because it was going to be cost-effective for you?
No, because of the location.
Okay. So was the location going to be cost-effective for you to save some money where you're living?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. God, I just keep picking up like you need to get out of there. Nina, what are you picking up?
Darkness.
Yeah, I keep seeing in this dark, like a cloud from the ceiling that's hanging over.
Yeah,
and
no, that's all.
This entity is there to make trouble. I'm sorry?
That's what I'm picking up is just darkness, and I'm cold on the right side.
Yep. Oh, God.
Okay, I will do the salt treatment. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Kay. Have a blessed week. That was scary. Okay, yeah. Area code 815. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Mina. Who's this?
Hi.
Oh, honeybee, did you get it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you.
I've been at work so
delay.
Arrogant, walking around with crystals and blue jeans on. Like, don't talk to me. I am royalty. Thank you so much. Totally made
are.
My day.
Of course you are. And I just apologize for the delay. And,
no,
you know,
it came right on time,
that.
Right when I needed it. So that was perfect. Thank you so much.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
No, I want pictures, please.
You what? Oh, pictures.
You
yes, I
pictures.
Have a picture. I do
yeah,
have a picture.
Want...
I'll send it.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
You know Nina. Yeah. Well, you might even have Nina's email. Shoot. I don't know.
She does.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Mhm. So,
okay.
What can we help you with today, young lady? God, your son is happy. Ooh, that's coming
my what?
So strong. Your son, he is so happy. Boy, he just got blessed some way. I mean, this kid is ecstatically happy. Like, thank you, God. Whatever he was waiting for, whatever it must have finally came through.
Tell
he is ecstatically happy. Yeah, it's a good, whatever it is. It's so good. I mean, it's almost making me want to, like, yes, yes. So whatever it was he's been working for, whatever he wanted to do, he's finally getting it.
Well, last semester he did get all A's and a B in his first year at college, so maybe that's what he's ecstatic about, or maybe it hasn't manifested yet. Does he have some good news on the way?
Good news on the way. Good
okay.
news on the way, yeah. And it's all good. Oh, you'll be proud. Very proud. Anyway, go on. I've been going on.
Well,
but the angels were just showing me that just, oh, man, he's so happy. But it's like
good.
Something he worked for, and he deserved it. You know what I mean? It's like his time, like, okay, he's going to get this big blessing. Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, so what about his mom? She got any blessings coming or not?
Miss Nina. Let me call on
your
girl.
You're already blessed.
What's that?
You're already blessed.
Yeah, and I kind of acknowledge that every day, and I try not to complain, but I guess I just want so much. I'll never be content. Well, I'm content with what I have, but, you know, I have goals and aspirations just to do so much more.
And there's nothing wrong with that. We all do. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
That's part of life. If we don't have goals, aspirations, and great big wishes, then we're no longer alive. So everybody everywhere has those great big goals, great big aspirations. So keep on dreaming.
Okay. Well, I dream a lot. Do you know which direction everything is going to head in? Because, you know, my job is okay. I have an assistant that drives me completely crazy. My love life is the same as it's been since I met you guys, but there's that. And my finances are okay, but it's kind of, the bills are catching up with me now. So I feel kind of stuck right now.
Well,
let me, go ahead, Nina.
first thing the angel showed me were roses. So that means
they showed you what?
They showed me roses. So that means everything's coming in roses.
And I want to tell you what I saw your assistant. She really does care a lot about you. She's just quirky.
It's a he.
It's a he, but he is gay, so
quirky.
I can see that you saw a woman. But he's quirky. But I don't know, it's hard to explain. He's hard to work with. He's hard to give direction. He wants to do his own thing. He wants to help everybody, but he doesn't want to do what he's supposed to be doing. He kind of feels his job description is beneath him, so he's a habitual line stepper. That's what he does all day is overstep his boundaries.
I'm picking up ADHD.
Oh, that makes a whole lot of sense. My God.
Yep, it sure does, Nina. That hit it. As soon as you said that to me, it was like, boom, drop the mic. That's it.
Yeah, he is driving me crazy.
tell him to go for some testing. You'll do much better at the job he's at now and future jobs.
Yeah. Once you calm his happy ass down.
Yes. Every day I'm saying that in my head. Please sit your happy ass down. I can't take this no more. It's like raising a whole new kid. Somebody's already pre-raised, half-raised kid. I'm like, I don't come to work for this.
You know what? No, I was just going to go ahead, Nina.
I would definitely tell him to go for testing, Tiffany. Yeah, he's definitely ADHD.
Is there a way to say that without offending him? He's real sensitive.
Maybe just say, you know, notice that you've been kind of flighty.
Yes.
Do you think that maybe you could have a little bit of hyperactivity?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's a nice way to do it.
Okay.
Instead of saying, you are fucked up.
Man. And I have to bite my tongue.
Okay, I'm sorry, everybody.
Did you just say that? Did you just do that? Sit down. My God.
No, but that's
okay,
a way to say it, because you being a boss, Nina's right. You know, you want to be diplomatic and not only telling the problem, but also offer a solution to the problem as well. Yeah, so that was good, the way she placed the words, that it wouldn't be offensive to you or him.
Okay. Hey, I have to tell parents this about their kids all the time, so I know how to say it without offending anybody.
I am the worst at that. For some reason, even if I throw my sense of humor in there, he's the type of person that if something small happens, a small conversation, he'll overthink it to the point he'll worry himself crazy.
Yeah, it's all part of ADHD, especially in an adult. So, yeah, Tiff, if you can, because you are his boss, maybe get even your boss involved in this, and really push for him to get some help. It will help him so much later on and right now if he does go for this. I have seen vast improvements in people that have gone for help, whether it be holistic or traditional medicine-wise. Either or, vast improvements in adults.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Me
I think
too.
Once he settles down, if I can get him in order, then maybe some of my stressors will go away.
Yeah.
Because I love my job, but he drives me insane.
No, he's got a good heart.
Yes.
He does love you.
He does. He does care about Tiffany a whole lot. He really does. You know, as a person, he thinks highly of you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Good. I speak highly of him, too, around other people, but between the two of us, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
buddy, no.
You know when you do this, like Nina said, make sure you bring your supervisor or director in and write it up, and that's a CYA, you know, while you write it up and make a copy, so he has a copy too, and then you can go back in 30 days and see what has transpired, what has changed. Have you seen the doctor? Are you taking meds now?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we work
so,
in psychology, so maybe one of the faculty people can help him so he doesn't feel, you know, too out of place having to talk to people.
Perfect situation. Yes, go that route for sure.
Yay.
There you go.
I feel better now. I guess my love and my finances will fall into order. Once I tackle one big demon, then maybe I can tackle the other two.
Roses, roses, roses. Remember that.
Okay.
Roses.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to print out a rose and put it on my bulletin board so I'll remember it. And thank you, ladies. And thank you, Linus, for my major award. I was so happy.
You're most welcome. You are most welcome anytime. Thank you for always calling. That helps us, too.
Yay. Okay.
Okay. Have a good weekend, lady.
Love you, too.
Love you, guys.
Okay. Well, we can close her out. And I hope everybody remembers the information earlier in the show. In February, we'll have two new shows, and Miss Nina will also have a new show coming up. Don't forget that the 23rd of this month is the full moon. Mercury retrograde ends on the 25th, okay? And we just thank everybody for joining us today. It was a good show. I really enjoyed myself. Miss Nina, go ahead.
Well, just remember to be positive. Be grateful. Be positive with your life. Even if things aren't that great, just remember it's going to turn around and get better. So remember, always be positive.
Amen. And remember, if no one's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do. And thank you again, everybody, listeners around the world, as well as the people in the chat room and the folks that call in. Thank you. We're most grateful for your time and joining the show. Miss Nina, I'm going to say good night.
Good night, Lennis. Love you.
Love you too, Miss Nina.
Love your new music.
Thank you. Oh, that's the wrong one. This is the closing. Sorry about that, y'all. That was a test. I'm such a nut. It's starting now.